This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. 70-year-old Eureka resident John Edward Williams became the 20th traffic fatality in the county since the first of the year when he was involved in a collision on Broadway yesterday morning at just before 10:30. Williams was on his motorized scooter on the sidewalk when he was struck by a pickup truck. The driver was headed north on Broadway when he turned into the parking lot of a shopping center and struck Williams, who was in the path of the vehicle. Williams was taken to the hospital, but later succumbed to his injuries. Impairment is not suspected, and the incident remains under investigation. Cal Fire has determined that the small range fire that burned about 20 acres of brush on Cal Mountain west of Ukiah was caused by target shooting at the range on Cal Mountain. The fire is expected to be fully contained later today. Also expected to be fully contained today is the Grade Fire that scorched nearly 1,000 acres near Willits. That fire was ignited on Sunday after a pickup hauling a trailer just south of Willits caught fire. It spread into the dry brush and raced over the hillside. The fire danger in areas to the east and south remains moderate to high, and if you head inland, you are urged to use extreme caution. Burn permits were suspended in Humboldt and Trinity counties on July 10th. There is another small fire that ignited north of Soames Bar yesterday evening. Cal Fire hasn't released any details on the incident, but air units were seen in the area and helicopters dropped water on the fire area. We'll update as soon as we get more information. Eureka police responded to a report of an armed robbery at a residence in the 1100 block of 6th Street yesterday morning at about 8:20. Officers spoke with the victim, who reported that a man who posed as a PG&E employee knocked on his door. When he opened the door, two armed men rushed inside and restrained the victim. The thieves ransacked a bedroom and fled with a stolen laptop. They were seen leaving the scene in an older model black Honda Civic with paint damage on the roof. The victim refused any medical treatment at the scene. The three suspects, one of whom was wearing a white dress shirt and tie, remain at large. State Senator Mike McGuire has been a staunch supporter of net neutrality legislation in California, and on Tuesday, a bill that would address the issue passed out of two key Senate committees. McGuire said in a statement that the measure still needs work, but that it's needed to protect the online privacy of Californians. Senate Bill 375, the California Broadband Internet Privacy Act, will prevent ISPs from using personal information from subscribers without approval, including geolocating, financial and health records, as well as personal information and browsing histories. A Coast Guard helicopter crew took photos of the distressed animal over the weekend, and members of NOAA's Large Whale Entanglement Response Team came to Crescent City to release a whale that had become entangled in a fishing line. The team used drones and other technology to study the humpback's behavior before they made an approach, and they then used specially designed tools to cut the netting from the animal. The operation was successful, and the whale was freed from its bonds on Wednesday afternoon. The whale entanglement team responds to dozens of reports of distressed animals each year. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Sheriff Billy Hansel spent 45 minutes on Wednesday providing details regarding a deputy-involved shooting last Friday night that sent a Hoopa man to the hospital with minor injuries. Hansel read a prepared statement and provided a PowerPoint display of pictures and diagrams to describe the actions of the deputies and of the shooting victim, George Robbins, in the moments that led to Corporal Max Sothy and Deputy Nathan Cumbo to fire 22 rounds at his car. Hansel said that Sothy was giving the newly hired Cumbo an orientation tour of their beat area and said that when they saw a firearm pointed at them by Robbins, they reacted the way they were trained.
We're trained to react to the threat. Number one, to get out of the patrol vehicle. We don't want to be caught in the patrol vehicle. We can't remove our safety equipment unless we're out of the patrol vehicle, and to get a position of cover. It's exactly what he did. And to, once he was in a position of cover, to reassess. When he reassessed, the gun still was there, pointing at him.
It does not appear that Robbins fired any shots at the deputies, although two spent shell casings were found in the .44 caliber handgun. Hansel believes the deputies will be justified in their use of force.
And in fear of his life and his life of his partner, he fired the shots. You know, to me, that is a matter of how they are trained, and strictly going by policy, It appears that everything he did was by the book.
The County Critical Incident Response Team is investigating the incident. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.